WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Severe thunderstorms, possible tornadoes. The turbulent weather is hitting parts of Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Nebraska right now. National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison on what's ahead.
Starting the day on Sunday, the threat's going to continue to move off to the east. It's going to go down into areas of the Mid-Mississippi Valley and the lower Ohio Valley region. And many of the same hazards are going to be in play. So we're going to, again, see a potential for large hail, strong damaging winds, and potentially a few tornadoes.
A sudden death rocks the PGA. Golfer Grayson Murray dropped out of the Charles Schwab Cup Challenge yesterday, saying he didn't feel well. He was found dead this morning. CBS's Jim Nance was on the air live during the third round as the news spread slowly.
We're finding that some of these players do not know that news has not traveled out between the ropes. For example, Scottie Scheffler, when he finished, he declined to go on camera about it. He was understandably upset. He did not know the news, and that's what we're kind of finding is the case with most of these players. We've been told that some of the players, some of the caddies, have heard the news.
Grayson Murray was 30. Well, Phil Harris sang this song at Disney's Jungle Book.
I mean, necessities on Mother Nature.
Somebody had to write the music, actually, two somebodies, Richard and Robert Sherman. They wrote dozens of songs for Disney movies, winning Oscars for Mary Poppins. Robert Sherman died in 2012, and now Disney says his brother Richard has died at age 95. The Pope says today and tomorrow are for the kids.
Pope Francis inaugurated the Catholic Church's first ever World Children's Day in Rome on Saturday before an estimated 50,000 people in the city's Olympic Stadium. The pontiff prayed for, quote, the children who suffer from wars, the children who have nothing to eat, the children who are sick and no one cares for them. He met with Palestinian and Ukrainian children at the Vatican, ending the event on Sunday. He'll join an estimated 70,000 children in St. Peter's Square, accompanied by iconic Italian actor Roberto Benigni. Chris Lipsay, CBS News, Rome.
Ukrainian officials say Russian bombs hit a busy store in Kharkiv, killing at least two and injuring more. Here's the BBC's Eileen McHugh.
Local residents said two glide bombs struck the DIY store on Saturday afternoon. President Volodymyr Zelensky says it's thought that more than 200 people were inside. Firefighters are tackling intense flames.
Royal Caribbean's Vision of the Seas has become the first cruise ship to leave the port of Baltimore since the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse, which happened 2 months ago tomorrow. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A weekend marathon of Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio, on the Civic Media Network. Reliving some of the best performances live in the lair. It's Max Inc. Radio. Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
9 o'clock in Madison, Wisconsin, live from the Double Radio Studios. This is Max Inc. Radio. Original local music from Wisconsin. On a Saturday night. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay, here with Rocker and Terry Barr. It's
hello.
Time for Live in the Devil's Lair, Terry.
Ooh, hello. This is so exciting.
It is. Mm-hmm. Live in the Devil's Lair, sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Rocker, order your tomato pie and mine right now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Jimmy, hailing from Baraboo, La Crosse, and other points in Wisconsin, Charlie Boy has emerged from four bros just out of high school to a band releasing their debut EP in 2022. Here with us tonight in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, are the members of Charlie Boy, Keegan, Kaya, Owen, and Sam. Welcome to the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
We're so happy you're here. Yeah.
We got a rock band in the radio station,
man. Isn't
this
incredible? Oh, we'll bring you a little live peek at these guys when they're playing, too. But keep it here for all the great music for an hour of Charlie Boy.
Now, for our listeners who may not be familiar with Charlie Boy, and that kind of includes me, tell us your backstory. Tell us about Charlie Boy.
Well, we have gone through a slew of members in the past 5 years.
this is the final form of Charlie Boy here. Fortunate to have us all together now. Yeah, Keegan and I started playing together about 5 years ago with a couple other guys. Since then, we've just accumulated the songs and the members that we have.
Was that up in La Crosse?
That was in Baraboo. I lived in Baraboo. He lived in Reedsburg.
Oh, cool. And in high school. You were all still in high school when we were already jamming together. Yeah. That's incredible. Mm-mm-mm. Okay, so where does the name... You haven't changed the name. It's been the same name. So where does the name Charlie Boy come from?
Actually, we have changed the name.
Oh, okay. But give us the story.
Charlie Boy is the name of our cat.
Oh.
I love it already.
Yes.
I knew Jimmy would love that.
Okay. And it's that simple.
It is, yeah. Okay. That simple.
Is the kitty social? Does he or she like to come out and...
Hang when you jam?
Yeah.
Or rehearse?
Yeah, he loves the attention. Loves Aww. The company.
Y'all have to speak up on these microphones, please, so that people can hear you.
Yeah, he's a sociable one. He loves it. Loves the company.
Nice.
So one of those kind of cats that like pushes everything off tables?
Oh, no, he's great. He's the best. Wouldn't see him doing that.
Big cuddly boy.
You can, you know what? If you play your cards right, like Kelsey Miles did, you could take the cat on tour to shows and you could win a mama.
And her cat's name is Rhodey. And Rhodey, the cat, won Rhodey of the Year a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Just giving you a little idea.
We can make that cat famous.
Oh, I love that. Yes.
Well, let's get to some live music here with Charlie Boy. We have like a full band. We got amplifiers and everything. This is the biggest band we've had in the Devil's Lair so far. The first song you're going to play for us tonight, it has not been released. It's brand new.
Ooh.
It's called Curmudgeon. I mean, is this a song about an uncle?
It is about the curmudgeon in all of us.
All right.
Let's hear it.
You guys ready? All right.
It's Charlie Boy live on the Devil's Lair, Max Inc. Radio.
We are started dancing, but here and now nobody moves in the dark. We are dancing, but here and now nobody moves.
Awesome. That's Charlie Boy live in Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio.
On fire. Good job, you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's good stuff right there.
Yeah.
So last year, Charlie Boy released an EP called More Flora.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that EP, and because we're going to hear some songs off from that album tonight, right?
Yeah, that's right. That one was a long time coming. We had those songs for a while and just, you know, had to get it out. Had the band we were with, and so on. Yeah, that was March.
What? First of all, where did you record the EP at?
We recorded in a home studio, actually, of a friend of ours, John Swamy. Okay. He did the recording for us at a great deal, super awesome, and it was very intimate.
What was the vibe like with this? With obviously DIY a little bit, get some help from some pros on the outside, but. What was the vibe like in the room when you're all recording?
It was tense sometimes.
That'll happen.
Oh, yeah. Cliche.
Like frustrated sometimes, but for the most part, it was, like Kaya said, it was really intimate. It was nice to be, like, in what felt like our practice space. You know, we were shoeless on some nice rugs.
Nice.
What city was that studio in?
I think technically Reedsburg, but right outside Baraboo.
Okay.
Baraboo.
Yeah, Swami's great. He's a good guy. These songs are your original songs, too, and I don't think we can emphasize that enough sometimes. What does that mean to you, that you are putting these out there?
It's kind of daunting. a lot of opinions to be had. You know, you kind of got to overlook it and try to be... I don't know. You find it good.
Yeah.
That's how it's been.
It's a great outlet for sure.
Good. Good. Is it feeling like you're almost sort of living a dream? I love the look
Maybe.
On all of your faces.
Working towards a
Working
dream
towards
little
it.
By little.
Yeah. Definitely feel lucky.
Oh, you know, good.
Oftentimes.
We sound terrific.
We're currently in chapter four of this dream tonight. Hour four. Well, that joke didn't land.
Good try. I think we all got it, but we were like, eh.
Well, let's hear a song from the Mora Flora EP. It was released last year. We are live with Charlie Boy in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. This next song is called Pilot. Tell us a little bit about this song before you play it.
It's kind of... this is like the newest, I think, of the of More Flora. It came late. It was like we had a jam for literally years, but the lyrics kept changing, like the melodies, everything completely. It was just a really satisfying song to like know that we're done with it.
Let's check it out right now. It's Pilot from Charlie Boy, live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
We always say, this is live radio.
There
we
go. Okay.
All right.
I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
second soul. From here on, I'll be an upstanding servant to God. Honesty and peace, that's politely. It's frightening, so divided. At this junction, I'm stepping outside. Present and peeking, calmly deceiving. So right now the current pace seems a little bizarre. Coiled in what matters most, saving every second. Divided, you and I went dancing outside.
Charlie Board live in the Devil's Lair.
What a groove.
What a groove. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, I love the vocals that I'm hearing here.
Yeah.
I was almost surprised because they're kind of strong and powerful.
And she's teeny tiny.
You're right. That's what I'm saying.
I know.
Well, let's get to know the band a little bit better. And let's start with Kaya. Tell us how you got started in music. And hey, are your parents Bob Marley fans? Because that's my favorite album of, like, you know, all Bob Marley albums.
That's awesome. Some people don't even know about it, so thank you. They are.
I did not notice. What shirt is it?
I got started in music very early, thanks to my father here. I was always just naturally inclined to want to be a part of it, and I loved singing forever. That helped.
Wait, who's your father?
Yeah, tell us.
Derek Romneris.
Oh, wait, this guy standing in the middle of the room with, like, mixing all the sound, and
I think he just blew our minds away.
Derek, I didn't even know, so you know, we're finding out new stuff about the band right now. Well, because, like, my follow-up question, like, my follow-up, so it's like, follow with, are your parents supportive of your, you know, musical career?
A little bit,
most times, I
think he likes it.
Oh, Derek just said most of the time.
Most times.
Sounds like there's a story there, but I don't know if you want to get into that. So.
And for those of you listening, Derek is running sound right now and is sounding good.
And there are pictures on the socials already, some video, and there will be more. I had. So that's awesome.
So, you know, how did you get into music? Like, what inspired you? Like, what, I mean, your dad was playing music, but was there some kind of, you know, a certain band, or was it his music? Like, what made you want to pick up a guitar or start to sing?
I have to add, too, to his question, you've seen what it takes, you know, with your dad getting out there and playing with bands and doing all this, and you were still thinking, I still want to do this.
I don't know if it was so much a band or a certain group, more as, like, it was the outlet for me. I was always just, it was a good way to express myself, and it was a natural enjoyment for me. Immediately, I obviously sang along with him often, but when I started meeting other musicians my age, like Keegan here, and being able to focus on collaborative groups of my own is when it really started to inspire me to learn more about it and push myself.
We're glad you are. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's stick with names that start with K and get to Keegan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Keegan, tell us your story. How did you get into music? And also, you know, maybe put in there, you know, were your parents supportive of your musical upbringing as well?
My parents were definitely both, they were both supportive. That was never an issue. I was always fond of music and just started playing guitar, I guess, out of probably boredom. But, you know, I haven't stopped, and got to meet some great other musicians to play with. Made it pretty easy to, you know, want to keep playing.
We've got a skill.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Do you also write songs as well, in addition to guitar?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Primary songwriter of the group.
Now we know.
All right. Mm-hmm. So as the primary songwriter of the group, where are you drawing? Are you going to Charlie Boy the Cat to draw your inspiration in?
Pretty much.
Where's your content coming from?
Well, to say primary, I don't know. I don't own that title. I'd say Kaya's just as much.
We like to assign things here on Saturday nights to bands. Mm-hmm. So, congratulations.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was the question?
Never mind.
Jimmy, you're just falling flat all over now.
So, no, you were telling.
We're laughing.
You were telling us where you get your inspiration for songwriting. Like, when, what triggers? Oh, hey, I got to write a song about this.
Yeah, I mean, do you carry around a notepad, or do you put it on your phone?
On my phone, I just use the Notes app. You know,
yeah,
pretty good app to use for notes. nothing specific, I don't think. You know,
he's just quietly funny, isn't he?
growing up, people I've met,
yeah,
et cetera, et cetera. I wouldn't say that I have like a muse or anything.
Okay.
So we said that you were a little ways from four bros playing in high school, but how far away from high school are you guys?
I am 4 years out. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Graduated 2018. Owen, our drummer, is still in high school. He's still a high school bro. He is.
Oh my god.
He's 16.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
Wait, how do you get past the bouncer with the he has a really good
That's
idea.
Why Derek has to go along and be like the adult of the band.
Oh, that's great.
There's a rule: if he's working, he's on the bill, he's good.
Yeah, right.
Ah, okay.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, in a band that I was in once, my mom, Mama Rocker, she used to pose as our guitar player's mom because he was only 17 when we were playing in the bars. She'd be like, oh, no, I'm his mom. Uh-huh. Yeah. Wink.
What about the rest of you as far as like where you're at, high school, college, or just...
I'm a year and a half out of college.
Ah, not... High okay, high oh, school. Yeah. Okay, oh, good for you. Oh, wow.
And we I don't think we can hear him, but
he does Berkeley online.
Well, we have,
so he's in college.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to be talking to him by the next break, so maybe we can
get a little more.
Repair that. And right now, get to some live music with Charlie Boy in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. This next song is another unreleased nugget. It's called Toaf. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Tell us why Toaf is spelled with a PH. And tell us about that song before you play.
And is it Toaf?
Man. You could call it Toaf. Whatever, however you read that word, that's what it is to you. That's good.
What was it when you wrote it?
I guess I'm going to steal a tidbit of what Keegan said and say people I know and growing up and just personal experience.
Makes sense.
Let's check it out right now. Is Charlie Boy live on the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Light a figure, consolation score. All the more the implications back for poor. Cause I've been taught by hate to me. Pretty neat, everything sweet need to subside. Eyes, playful minds, killing time, trying to lie. I won't miss you much. About to lie, still inclined. Coming home, let's lay down. The ladder in the back, took his bag and took our stand. Just linger on your slowest past night. Indirect night coming too.
Charlie Boy, live in the Devil's Lair.
We're reliving some of our best performances live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Yeah, when you want to go out, see a band or get a drink, you want to know what's going on, check out Maximum Inc. What's hot overseas or new in the local scene? Wisconsin's only our music magazine. The record labels read it, so does a girl next door. In the bars and coffee shops and at the grocery store. And if you're surfing the web, check out our homepage. www.maximum-ink.com.
Happy Memorial Day weekend. Reliving some of the best performances live in the lair. It's Max Inc. Radio. You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin. Welcome to Live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio. Broadcasting all up and down the Civic Media Radio Network. Make sure you check out the webpage, civicmedia.us, for all the podcasts and archives of all the shows here at the network. Rocker, it's some good stuff. We just heard the promo for the Up North News. I love those guys in the mornings here on Civic Media. It's They're pretty fun. Cool.
Jimmy, we're here in the Devil's Lair with Charlie Boy. And we're going to keep learning who is in the band Charlie Boy. So let's give the drummer some. We just heard, Owen, he's still in high school, but a really good drummer. Owen, what is your musical background and story that brings you to this moment?
Okay. So I started playing drums when I was 10.
Oh, boy.
Because I wanted to start a band with some friends in fifth grade. So I asked my mom for a drum set for Christmas. And then I've been practicing all the time, and here I am.
How'd you get in Charlie Boy? Tell us how you kind of came to be in this band.
Well, my mom knows Kaya's dad, and the rest of it I had nothing to do with.
Oh no! He's a humble drummer.
Yes.
Uh-huh. You gotta love that. Well, and I gotta tell you, you know, most people know, but Rocker, who just asked you about the drumming question, is also a drummer in a band, and for him to say that you're really good, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. So what are your hopes as you kind of move forward with this? You gonna stick with it, and what do you hope happens with the band?
I hope that this band gets big enough to where I don't have to have another job.
You know? Yes.
The dream.
Yeah, that's it right there for me.
I like it. Good for you. All right, guess what, Sam? You knew this was coming your way. Okay, how did you get to where you are right now?
Well, I started listening to a guy named Willie Porter when I was 9.
Oh, Willie Porter out of Milwaukee.
Yep, he's one of my biggest influences.
Yes.
And I started off playing guitar, and I stopped playing guitar. I still play every now and then, but bass is my primary instrument now since I joined Charlie Boy. And, yeah, I've been playing since I was 9. Play music almost every day, and it's my pride and joy.
That's awesome.
How did you find this band? How did you get into the band?
I got in the band because I'm friends with Keegan's dad. I worked with him at Subway.
This is like the best story.
Yeah. It almost sounds like the parents colluded.
Yeah,
Our first practice was about a year ago.
Okay.
And we just clicked. And now I live with him.
Oh, my gosh. This is better than the Partridge Family, you know?
That's true, yeah.
And you're in college, you said.
Just online college. I take some courses.
That's awesome, especially when you're devoting time to this as well.
What are you learning? What are you going for? What do you want to do?
I'm not really going for anything. I take a few classes, like lyric writing classes and bass performance classes, but... I just plan on being a musician for the rest of my life.
And you're Berkeley, you said, and it's known to be a great music school. Mm-hmm. So congrats. That's
Thank
great.
You.
Yeah.
Now, a little trivia around Madison. Anybody remember the band Old Skull?
Old Skull?
I've heard of that name.
Old Skull was a band, and they were all young kids, and they starred in this Steve Vai video on MTV, but they're from Madison. And they were young teenagers, or maybe even almost below teenagers. But their parents from the Tar Babies and a couple bands around Madison, they were all parents, and they got these kids together. And the band was called Old Skull, and they actually got huge. It was pretty funny.
Oh, that's correct. See?
But yeah, parents colluding, Jimmy.
Parents colluding. Hey, anybody can answer this question. Just jump in. But in school, and particularly high school, is music... The classes, do the teachers, the counselors encourage people to get into those music classes? And are they pretty accessible?
Yes. Yes, they are.
That's great.
Yeah. That's our drummer. And which high school are you going to?
Baraboo High School.
Okay. All right. And I've always heard both Baraboo and Reedsburg have great music programs.
Yeah, I would say it's fun for sure. I'm in T-Bird band, so it's essentially just marching band.
Oh, that's awesome.
And there's a handful of good bands that come out of Baraboo. There was the Dead Apples. There was the Blacker Brothers band.
Fox.
Old Soul Society. I don't know who those guys are.
Yeah, that guy. I think
I've heard of them once.
Good stuff. And did the rest of you, did you all play in band in high school, or were you already like doing your own thing?
I was in band. Yeah, I played clarinet all middle school and high school. I was also in T-Bird marching band, actually.
Oh, that's good. I love marching band.
I personally did not, unfortunately, wanted to, never did.
One of the cool kids.
Yeah. I was in the smoking area.
Marching bands are fun to watch, but to have to march with a tuba. That's hard work right there.
Mm-hmm. I'm fortunate to have played clarinet.
Well, you're still marching, so that's exercise, and I'm against that.
My favorite part is the little holders that they have for the music, and, little miniature music pieces that they're able to make.
Oh, Rocker, my marching band, we had to learn it by memory.
What?
Yeah, we even played a Packers band or a Packers game.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. What instrument did you play, Terry?
I played saxophone.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
That is an awesome
Sadly,
instrument.
It's in the basement. It's just sad in the little case in the basement.
I am making a note that we're going to talk about Terry's saxophone playing next
Stop,
week.
Stop, because
Inc.
you
Radio.
Know what's going to happen to you. You're going to sing.
The K in Jimmy K stands for karaoke. Well, let's get back to live music with Charlie Boy here in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. This next song is from the Mora Flora EP, and it's called Pink. I'm sensing a little mix of red and white here. Tell us about this song before you play.
I love this song, by
Pink
the way.
And purple. It is inspired by the love I feel for my people.
That's all we need right there.
You are to the point.
Yes.
Charlie. And deep. I mean, she makes you think. She says a couple words and you're kind of like, oh, wow.
There are iron in my words.
Uh-huh. Oh.
It's live in the Devil's Lair is Charlie Boy on Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
Charlie Boy live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio. Hey, Charlie Boy, first of all, you all came in last second today. We really appreciate it. We want to send our thoughts out to Michael Massier. We'll get him back on. Hope he feels better. And next week here in the Devil's Lair, Rocker, Jordan Story's coming here, man.
Oh, you guys have been talking about
yeah,
this.
And he has some brand new music, and he's going to be playing it for us live in the Devil's Lair.
Is he bringing a big old piano?
Geez, I hope not.
Dave Adler with the 88 keyboard. Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm bringing a grand piano.
Oh, geez, wouldn't that be something? Mm-hmm. You'd have to have it out in our living room again where the drummer is this evening.
We can do that now.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting some text responses right now. It sounds great, is one text to me. The mix sounds amazing, another text.
Thank you, Derek.
I'll let you know what else I hear, but this is terrific. How about it?
I'm blown away that he's a dad here. I mean, I knew he was a dad. Dennis, no disrespect.
Yeah,
right?
You know, little kids at home or what, you know?
Well, and I have to say, you know, I've done, luckily, a lot of interviews with Derek. And he's always talked about this daughter that is really talented in music. Hello, yeah.
So I rep these guys, and a lot of times when I'm like, yeah, I have to tell people, I bring it up that she's my daughter, and then people are like, oh, my kid this and that, and I'm like, no, seriously, I'm not an everybody gets a ribbon person. I wouldn't put my kid through that if I didn't think she was up for the,
yes,
for the task,
yep,
you know?
Yeah.
And they're really legitimately good. That's why I work with them.
I love it.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Thank you, Derek.
Oh!
Love you, Derek.
Thanks, Daddy. Aww.
We'll be right back after this hug break here.
Yes. Let's hug it out.
Group hug. All right, we got about 10 minutes here.
No,
Rocker.
See, this hour goes so fast,
it does.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so where do people keep up with you guys? You guys are working on all kinds of things, but you're pretty active on the socials too, so fill us in.
So we are on Facebook and Instagram. Mm-hmm. I'd say we are, you know, semi prevalent for now. We're working on our album at the moment. Right now all we have on Spotify is a 5-song EP. He mentioned More Flora. Mm-hmm. I guess I listen to it on Spotify. It's also on Apple Music, YouTube, the works. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a link tree, but I'd say those three mentioned things are our primary socials. Yeah?
I'd agree.
We're Charlie Boy. Yes. Charlie Boy TV.
Mm-hmm. Charlie Boy TV.
And the band.
Let's get into the next song here. What's the name of this next song here?
This next one is Grodd.
Is this a song about solidified gruel?
Close. Ice cream.
It is.
Ice cream?
I kid you not.
You're pretty close there, Rocker.
Sometimes, Jimmy, the arrow hits the target.
Oh, man.
It's Charlie Boy live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio.
We'll be right back.
lot.
Wow.
Charlie Boy.
Okay, I have a new favorite.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That was great.
What's what was the name of that song again?
That's called Grodd.
Grodd. That's right.
Song about ice cream.
I could hear some of it, yeah.
I love it. Mm-hmm. All right, hey, we got a couple more minutes left here. Max Inc. Heavy with Rockers coming up after 10 o'clock tonight. He has a full playlist of the best metal and rock, punk rock, and heavy metal around Madison and Wisconsin, Rocker.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you for setting that playlist up for me, Jimmy.
You're welcome.
So it's all Jimmy's favorite songs.
Oh, the behind-the-scenes stuff here. All right, mm-hmm.
There's nothing to hide.
Charlie Boy, what do you got coming up for shows? What's on the calendar? Mm-hmm. Any summer festivals on your calendar?
So we are just recently confirmed to be at Midwest Music Fest.
Yeah!
In Winona and La Crosse this summer. Very excited. Yes, very, very excited.
When is that?
Yep.
So the Winona one is supposed to be May 12th and 13th. We're not exactly sure which day we're going to be in on.
We'll watch your socials for an update.
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely. And November, it'll be the 3rd or the 4th, somewhere in there for the La Crosse Midwest Music Fest.
They're doing great things. Way to get in there on it.
Very excited, yeah.
And didn't I hear, do you have a show coming up on Monday?
Yes, on Monday we're going to be here at the Up North from 6 to 9.
Okay. Everybody put that on your calendar. 6 to 9, Monday night, Up North here in Madison.
You all are going to sound so good in the Up North.
Oh,
that's for sure.
We've been there once. It was awesome. We're so excited to be back.
Well, congratulations on everything you have accomplished so far, and good luck on everything coming up. I know you're working hard on everything. The music sounds wonderful, and thank you for coming on the show tonight. We really appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
We have one more song here. We have 4 minutes before that dreaded hard break. Rocker?
And this song is from the EP Mora Flora, and it's called Trash Can. Is this a song about a grouch?
The green grouch?
The green grouch. It could be, certainly. Yeah. Ah.
Is it another one? It's whatever you want it to be.
A lot of our music is written of personal experience and either fond moments or troubling moments, but it should be interpreted by the listener.
Ah. Awesome.
Okay.
Charlie Boy, thank you so much for coming to the Devil's Lair. Gosh, last terrific. Song of the night. This is Charlie Boy live on Max Inc. Radio.
reliving some of our best performances live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. freebellyrubs.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a couple quick tips about how to save on gas. Now, our warm-up tip is that modern cars don't actually need to warm up. Now, I remember feeling pretty smart when I let my 73 Buick Regal run for about 10 minutes before I would head out in the morning. Truth is, if your car was built in the last 30 years, the engine does not need more than 30 seconds to fully warm up. The rest of that time is just you burning money. My main tip today, though, is this. Don't spring for the premium gas. Unless your car specifically calls for high-octane gas, and there will be a note by the gas tank if it does, it's probably just a waste of your money. Now, you might need the 90 to go from Janesville to Madison, but you don't need it in your tank. Putting anything higher than 87 octane in your car is just pouring money down the drain. Get the cheaper stuff. You can feel good about your wallet and your engine. This has been your Work Money Minute. Go to workmoney.org for more tips on how to save. Take good care.
You can always. You are listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W22 ADP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.